Mr. President, Madam Prime Minister, and dear friend, first of all, from my heart, on my behalf, on behalf of my government, the country, once again, congratulations for excellent achievement by your government and your country. Colleagues, friends, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a success story. I don't know if Eva would agree with me, but at the very beginning of this year, nobody would bid that Croatia would finalize the negotiation process with the Commission. It has happened. It is a great achievement for Croatia, for neighboring countries, for the region, and it is absolutely a huge achievement for the European Union. Now, I think it is some sort of inspiration for all other countries in Western Balkans to go with the reforms necessary to cope with the criteria to get ones in the same position as Croatia is today. There is no doubt at all that you will go through the referenda and that later on countries will ratify the treaty. In case I would be in the office at the time, definitely I would invite my government and I would inspire House to vote on ratification of the treaty among the very first countries. Now, why do I think that your achievement it is extremely important for the whole Western Balkans? Because it seemed maybe half a year ago that because of different economic issues and other political issues of European Union that is going through. By the way, I do refer to the remark that a former German foreign minister said, we are not facing financial problem of Eurozone and European Union. We are facing a political problem of European Union. I do strongly agree with him on this. Just by the way, my view is that we have to go much more faster with deepening political infrastructure, much more on the Lisbon Treaty than before, that European Union and Eurozone itself would be capable to handle the crisis in proper way. So I'm very pro-European. I do believe in this idea. It goes through difficult time at the moment, but I'm a strong believer that we will get through. Now back to the Croatia and back to the signals out of its achievement a couple of weeks ago. When you referred, Jadranka, to our commitment to solve one of the biggest and most problematic issue between two countries and the issue that is still here in this region, and this is border issue. Not just between Slovenia and Croatia, but more or less between every country in this region. Now, we've gone through the hell, but successfully. At the end of the day, we won, both sides. Because of our experience, we've together, you and me, launched a idea of border process. Today here in Dubrovnik, I would like to stress that I consider a border process as one of the most important regional initiative and that everybody should stick very firmly to it. And I would appeal to European Union to support it because this is the only regional initiative that every country in the region is willing to participate. At the very last meeting in Ljubljana, also Serbia, for the very first time, has been there. I think it is of tremendous importance that we came through different opinions, why not and how not, why shouldn't we participate together. Now we are sitting around the table, and our goal is to speed up the process of reconciliation, to in a way boost the process of political solutions to economic, political, and also security issues within the region. The idea of Brda process is that with the strong political will, we can, not easily, but at the end of the day successfully, we can solve some difficult political issues, bilateral and multilateral in this region, before those problems could arise as, in a way, huge problems just before one or another country would be in final stage of negotiation between with the European Union. So I think Brda process is extremely important regional initiative. I've sent a letter to Council President Van Rompuy, asking him, appealing him for a assistance, both naming a special task force for Western Balkans, that European Union would not forget about this part of Europe, and secondly, to in a way help the Brda process to go up, to go on with its mission. So I hope that at the next council meeting I can get his support for this. I think the success of Croatia is important for Serbia. Nevertheless, the atmosphere at the last council meeting, when we appreciated very much that Croatia has became now mostly the 28th member state, we also referred to Serbia, saying that it's important that after catching up the war criminal and with other reforms, Serbia will go on. I would pay a special attention, as Jandranka has done it, to the dialogue between Serbia and Kosovo. It is extremely important and in a way has been inspired by Brda process. I think it's extremely important that two parties now are ready to negotiate on different issues. I would not go into details. It's up to them to solve them. What is up to us, it is to support this idea of a dialogue in good faith, and I'm certain that sooner or later Serbia and Kosovo would come together with common positions on different issues that now are on the agenda. It is extremely important for Bosnia. I think Bosnia is in a status that it's not a good one. I'm not here to give any advice. I wouldn't like to be a smart guy, but my experience is, and I think it is a experience of whole international community, that after Dayton Agreement, which has been some sort of precondition for peace in this very fragile country, that now we need much more than just a push from international community for for the future of Bosnia. What we need now is to support all leaders in Bosnia to sit together and to find out a new framework political framework for common life in the future. If not, and I wouldn't like to speculate on this other negative alternative, if not, we could foresee a security situation in a couple of years. So let us inspire political leaders in Bosnia to sit down, international community, European Union, I suppose, everybody is there ready to assist them, but it's up to them to find out a common values and legal framework for their political, economic, and prosperity. Montenegro is going on. It's very much involved in a dialogue with Brussels. It's okay. I would like to appeal to my friend Nicola, sitting right next to me. I think it's extremely important for Macedonia to, in a way, find out with a Greece a compromise solution to the name issue. I think that without this compromise solution, Macedonia could become a forgotten country. I think this is a very, very bad alternative for its future. Everybody would like to see that Brussels would debate also the European future of Macedonia. But at the same time, this is, I'm not speaking on behalf of the Council, I'm not speaking on behalf of the European Union, it is just my personal observation. But due to my experiences, it is extremely important for our friends in Skopje to find out a way to find out a compromise with Greece. Greece is in difficult troubles, economic, political, and others. George is doing a fantastic job down there. So it is occupied by economic issues. So it's time now, maybe much more than even before, not speaking about moral ground, who is more responsible for this situation of status quo, but now it's, Nicolai, if you have this force and will and capability and passion, now it's time to break through this issue of the name problem. And then Albania, I think we are, everybody is welcoming the democratic process in this country. I think everybody is looking forward to see European future also of this country, because in case every country would see its own future within European framework, there will be a consensus among political parties in those countries to go on with reform process. And this is extremely important, not just because of reform itself, not because reforms should be done because of the Brussels, but reforms should be done because of the countries itself. And on the other side, the political disputes and issues, bilateral and multilateral, would be, approached in a wise way with a strong political will to find out a compromise solution in a framework of reconciliation and European future. So, Madam Prime Minister, it has been not just a privilege and an honor to be here. It's always a pleasure to be here in this beautiful and lovely city. Thank you for warm hospitality. I wish you to finalize this European project in your country, because it's going to be extremely important for countries in this region, and you will inspire those countries to go on with very, very difficult process of negotiations and reform processes. But now we can see another star shining above the European sky, and this is, I think, just a signal of hope for the people in this region, and this is very, very good. Thank you so much.